Shubis, Daf, your chesom abeis, shir nun tes.
A nair Krishna, a nair aschola, heligo oyus from Purim Cotton, shvizoy chlusiat ishmaya, to a nair kabbalah satoira, kimu vikiblu. The vault from the Purim is a frishkeit. We brought a frishkeit to the original Kabbalah. There's a chadshus that comes on Purim. We have to be zoicha to. So they wish to help him. Here goes Rabbi Isai. Ha'edim sh'amru k'sav yedeinu huzeh avol. Anusim ayinu, ktanim ayinu, psuleris ayinu, are elu nemonim. The matziv is azoi. Meretoch vegin, pashtus vegin, the shtar moment. And the shtar moment, edim kumin, edim say, ksavideinu ze. The sista say, there's a din that you need kim shtaris, you have to mekayim the shtar. Their din from kim shtaris, the din midrabonon. Midiraisa, edim achasum al shtar, nasa kimisha nechker, dusim bebezdin, which means midiraisa, you don't need kim. The Rabbanon are matzrich kiyum shtaris. So now that you need kiyum shtaris, someone has to mekayim the shtar. So you can be mekayim the shtar in numerous different ways. One way of being mekayim the shtar is if the Edom themselves come in and say, ksav yedeinu zeh. That's one way of being mekayim the shtar. Rashi brings another way of being mekayim the shtar, something called dimui shtaris, is if you compare two shtaris to each other. Al kopanim ve'oifin, the edim, our case is edim that come in and say ksav yedeinu zeh avol anusim ayinu. So they say we taka, it's emes, we taka signed on the shtar, but we were anusim, we were forced to sign on the shtar. What is that? What difference does it make if they are forced? What they mean to say is that the normal process of signing on the shtar is you have to sign the shtar in front of the malv, in front of the loiva, whatever it might be. But over here, the malva forced us to sign the shtar. There was no loiva present, which means that it's very possible that
it
never happened. The shtar is false. Ktanim ayinu psuleidus ayinu. Ktanim ayinu means that they were below age, under age, and therefore they can't be made. The whole vort of the people signing on the shtar is they should bli edim, but someone who's a katan can't be made. Psuleidus ayinu means that they're saying that they were pasul. Yeah. What's the inyan over here? What's the Seder HaDvarim? They said, Anusim ayinu, ktanim ayinu, psuli edus ayinu. So Kenzai in the Pshat is as follows. Anusim ayinu, the Gemara is going to have a discussion. So it's talking about Anusim ayinu achas momoy, or Anusim ayinu achas nefashos. The maskana of the Gemara is talking about Anusim ayinu achas nefashos. So if they would have asked us, should we have signed on this shtar, what would we have told them? If they were at the threat of losing their lives?
Yes.
Yes. Not only are they allowed to, the pashas they're mechuyev to. So that when they said, Edom come in and say, Anusim ayinu, they didn't do anything wrong, bechlal. Two Edom walk in and they say, Ktanim ayinu. So the halacha is, when a person signs as a katan, enachanami, we won't hold him responsible for what he did. Why is he not held responsible? Because he's a katan. Lav bardas. Aber, did he do something wrong? He did something wrong. He's just not held responsible for it. And the third case is psuli edus ayinu. Psuli edus, they for sure did something wrong. They shouldn't have signed. So we're going in dargas. The first case is the most rosy as far as the Edom are concerned. The Edom are not in any way incriminating themselves. The second case is what? No. The maskana, the einus is machmas nefashas. It's the maskana. Okay. Zokt Rashi, Edim Sha'amru, Shahayu Me'idim al Chasimasam Lekayim Es Hashtar. So I'd like to shtel on this lashon of Rashi for a moment. What are the Edim coming in? If someone asks you, what are the Edim coming in to do? The Edim are walking in order to? To what? Mechayev Mamon, Mechayev Nishtar. Pasul the shtar. I don't think they're coming to Mechayev Mamon. They're coming to say, don't be Mechayev Mamon. Stop this shtar. Right? They want to make this shtar pasul. Funny Rashi. What does Rashi say? Lekayim es hashtar. So you may eat them al chasimasam lekayim es hashtar.
True.
What? it sounds like they're coming to make kiyum shtaros. They're coming to make. That's not pashtus. They're coming lipsolas ashtar to pasol ashtar.
That's why we brought them.
That's not why we brought them. They came in. Who said we brought them? And then who said who brought them? They're coming in. It's the loiva that's bringing them, not the malve. The loiva is schlepping in these edim and say, listen to these edim. The edim say, Xavidain was avalanusim. They're being brought in order to pasol the shtar.
They're being made now on their original chasima.
Lekayim as a shtar in order to kiyim shtaras.
Saying what their chasima was for.
You have to be
kind of start
to be
possible. Why do you have to be kind of start
on the possible? Because
not being Makayim it, it's still not being Makayim the star. They're just saying it's their chesima. They're being Makayim the star.
It's like
okay, that's a whole Gemara. I know there's a whole long arichas. What's meant Rashi Lakayim? So I always say, Lamaisa, if you look in Toisvis, we're going to see Toisvis more about Arichas, but Toisvis has a different lashon. Toisvis asks a question. Toisvis assumes for some reason that it's like Edim, that they weren't Anusim, Edim, that they weren't Psule Edus. So why the neman? It's a migu b'makom edim. Yeshloimar kivan shehutz truchu chachamim kiyum. Being that the chacham are the ones that introduced us chigim and made us have kiyum. Hacha loychoshiv klal kiyum. Mashoim k'sav yedenu ze. Kividinu gufayim ametolchid edim b'ketanim o'anusim hayinu. Says Toisus, this is not choshiv kiyum klal. So the chayr, according to Toisus, they're not coming l'kayim as a shtar. L'choshiv klal kiyum asha'ayim k'sav yedenu zeh. Mashaykin, according to Rashi, Rashi's mashma, that these edim are coming l'kayim as a shtar. I think the machlokes is as follows, Rabbi Zeh. What does it mean, l'kayim as a shtar? Anyone, what's the, how would you translate that? Verify or validate. So I think that it might depend. If it means to verify the signatures, so what are these Adam saying? They're coming to verify the signatures. Ksav Yadena Huzeh, it's true. These are our signatures. So if Kim Shtaris just means to verify the signatures, says Rashi, Adam Eidim Chasimasim Lakaim as a Shtar, they're being made on their Chasimas. This is our Chasimas, yes. Kim Shtaris means be made ala Chasimas. That is the Taich Kim Shtaris. Lakaim as a Shtar. However, if Kiyum Shtaris means not to verify, but to validate, in other words, to say that this shtar is valid, this shtar, you could be goyven with this shtar. So Tosfos says, Ein ze kiyum klal, because they're not saying the shtar, you could be goyven with the shtar. Chas v'shalom, you can't be goyven with the shtar. What are they coming to say? The shtar is not goyvable. They're coming to say, you can, this shtar is puzzle. If they're just coming to verify this, the signatures, they're coming to verify the signatures, says Rashi, the Edim HaMe'idin al Chasimasim L'kayim Es HaShtar.
So Rashi does
it on arguing,
or just
so there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Rabbi Isai. What?
This is only going. This is splits their edus and says the first part of their edus relates to being made.
The whole thing, Adrabba, the first part of anything would be good. He says Ksavi Denu Ze Avol Anusim. Tosfos says that's not called Choshev Kiyum Klal.
Does
Lakayim mean to verify or does it mean to validate? If it just means to verify the signatures, doesn't have to be goyvable. I would say nafkamina would be as follows. Nafkamina would be according to Rashi. What would you say is the under which umbrella is this din Torah? There's different types of dinei Torah. under which umbrella is this din Torah? If you had to call it, give this din Torah subject matter title, which umbrella is this din Torah? Chsimus, or I would call it Kiyum Shtaris, according to Rashi. It's just Chsimus, according to Tosfos. Under which umbrella would you say that this would you say this Din Torah is? Mamanus. Mamanus. Nafkamina would be as follows. How many Edim do you need for Kiyum Shtaris? According to Tosfos, how many Edim do you need? Why two? Dine Mamanus. According to Rashi? Don't know. Nafkamina, what happens if you have a Shtar on Isser? The Rishonim speak about something called a Shtar on Isser. According to Tosfos, how many Edim are you going to need?
Two.
One. Because according to Tosfos, Shtar and Isser, the title is Isser. Edachanam Bisurin. According to Rashi, don't know. It's Kiyum Shtaris. Rabach bears Medayik in a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Bezam at Alf. Gemara in Gittin says, Kiyum Shtaris always needs two Edim. Says Rabach Ber, why does Kiyum Shtaris need two Edim? Because the Din Torah of Kiyum Shtaris requires two Edim. Loishna Kiyum Shtaris on Mammon. Loishna Kiyum Shtaris on Isser. All Kiyum Shtaris always needs two Edim. There's the umbrella of Kiyum Shtaris needs two Edim. The Chayra, that works with Rashi. That Rashi says, what's the Din Torah? The Din Torah is validate the Chasimus. We don't want to know about the Mammon. We're not asking you, is he Chayiv? Is he Potter? Is he have to pay? Does he not pay? I want to know, is this Shtar considered a Shtar that has valid Chasimus?
Isn't that a machlokes
Tanaim? What?
Isn't that a machlokes in the Gemara?
What?
Either of a Shtar or...
No. If they, which one are they being made on?
By Isser, on a star for Isser, you don't only need one aid, because you only need one aid for Isser. So why should you need two aids for...
You need two aids for the Kiyum Shtaris, because you're not talking about... The Torah is on the star, it's not on the Isser. Thank you. Okay. We have to see, Rabbi Yisai, weiter in the sugya, how this affects the sugya. Zokt Rashi, psuli edus ayinu, kroivim oy mesachekim bekuvyo. Either it's talking about kroivim or mesachekim bekuvyo.
Ready.
Fret the Ramban on Rashi, yeah.
Rachbar works with Tyson?
No, he's going, no. We're saying it's only like Rashi. According to, yeah. Fret the Ramban on Rashi, how could you say mesachekim bekuvyo? We have a klal. Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha, which the Gemara actually brings in over here. The Gemara introduces to us this klal. It is a klal, Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha. So how could he say he's Mesachekim Bekuvya? Mesachekim Bekuvya is the Chayra is going to be an Avera. Azoy Frekter Ramban. Says Ramban, Erechanami, I prefer Rashi's first reason for Psuli Edis Ayinu. Kroivim. To say that they're Kroivim, they're not. To say that he's a Karv doesn't make him into a Rasha. So therefore, the Chayra, he says, Kroivim is better. The Ramban comes to defend Rashi and says, maybe Mesachekim Bekuvya is not so bad. Why is Mesachekim Bekuvya not so bad? Because the psul of Mesachekim Bekuvya, the Gemara says, is because Eino Oisek B'Yeshuva Shal Oilam. And because it's only because Eino Oisek B'Yeshuva Shal Oilam, so therefore... It's not, you're not really calling him Russia. It means that he's not a constructive person. He just sits around and does wastes away. He's not helping anyway society. Therefore, he's pasul midrabanan. Therefore, it's not Eino Mesim Atzmai Russia. Not making himself into a Russia.
Rabbi, also, aren't there many more things that are possible for Yiddish
countries too? What? That's what the Ramban says to try to say for Rashi. The fees there, says the Ramban. No, the fact that he was talking with Kuvio, because it could be the fact that. No, no.
Okay, you can have
no. We'll see. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. So says the Ramban. That's why Rashi doesn't say Gazlan. Rashi doesn't say Gazlan because Gazlan would be a psul midi raisa. And over here, we'd rather it just be a psul midrabanan, because a psul midrabanan is not really ain on a mesam atzmai rasha.
Right.
But he's not a Russian midiraisa kroyver. It's pasul midiraisa. Yeah. Comes along the shita mekubetzes. Says the shita mekubetzes. No, lemaisa he's still considered a Russia ktsas. He's still ktsas Russia mesachik mekuvia. So why is it? So how could Rashi say over here mesachik mekuvia? Says the shita. If you look later on in the Gemara, Rashi says a different explanation for what's considered a case of psulim. Look in Rashi di bemaschal pesha aser. And that was over there. Rashi says kiman the machmas nefashis kaamri shenansu. Rashi's around 10 lines from the bottom. V'lo imashvi nafshay rishayim upsulei edus de kaamri, says Rashi. Haynu time a deloy beedus imashvi nafshay rishayim. This is why it's not considered a rasha. El daamri kroivim oy avadim ayinu ve'achshav anu mishuchrorim. Rashi says, what's the case of psulei edus, kroivim or avadim? Ask the Shita, why is Rashi changing? Before he said the case of Psulim is Kroivim or Mesachim Mekuvia. Here Rashi says Kroivim or Avadim. Says the Shita, I'll tell you why. Because this is after the Gemara introduced to us the concept of Ein Adam Esim Atzmai Rasha. Once you tell me Ein Adam Esim Atzmai Rasha, so now you have to fall off Mesachim Mekuvia, because Mesachim Mekuvia is a Rasha Ktas. That's taka why Rashi changes. Rashi in the Mishnah is being Mazbi the Gemara like the Havamin, as we said before. Rashi's Derech is to be Mazbi the Gemara Pashat Pshat. This is Pashat. What does it mean? Puzzle, Mesachim Mekuvia is a classic puzzle. The Gemara later on tells us that can't be it, therefore Rashi later on changes. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, that's Pshat in the Rashi.
Could you said
Kroivim?
How do you understand?
Could have just said Edus.
That's not a Rashi.
Huh? So the Shita's arguing on the Ramban. Okay. Comes the Rimi Gash. And the Rimi Gash says, we'll have to see. Rimi Gash says another teretz. The Rimi Gash says, if you look in the lashon of the Gemara's lashon is psulei edus hayinu. What does hayinu mean?
We were,
but we're not anymore. Says the Rimi Gash. So what's pshat in the Mishnah when the Mishnah says psulei edus hayinu? Pshat in the Mishnah is they're saying we once upon a time were taka psulim, whatever psulim is, we're going to include mesachim mekuvia and all that jazz. But we did tshuva, and because we did tshuva, therefore when ain't on the mesa zara brahma, ain't on mesa matzmai rasha. Because he's saying he's no longer, and he would probably include Gazlan. The Rimi Gash doesn't say, he just says psulim. Psulim edus hayinu. We were, but we're no longer.
Why
did
the
word
not work?
What?
Once they do tshuva, they're different people, and now they can be made.
Right? That's why he's saying we were psuliatists, but we're not psuliatists anymore.
So I guess you do maps coming
now. That's the Shita's kasha. That's the Ramban's kasha. What? To say you were a Russian, you're allowed to. Because you're not making a din on yourself. So Rashi actually does say that. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. Sorry. We'll see. So, Rabbi Yisai, Frechner Amban Akasha. We're going to get back to some of the other questions. Frechner Amban Akasha. The Ramban asks, if you're talking about saying that I was and am no longer, so what about if they come and say, Anusim Ayinu Machmas Mamoin? On this very shtar in front of us, they say we were blackmailed. Were they allowed to sign on the shtar?
No,
the Gemara says. We didn't see the Gemara inside together yet, but the Gemara says if they sign, they're not allowed to sign on the shtar. The Gemara says, so we can't believe them. They're saying Usamina Machmas Mam. Why?
They're being
Mesam Asmarosha. Frechter Amban, okay. Rimi Gash, why don't you just say that they said we were an Usamina Machmas Mam, and now we're coming to do Shuvah?
What difference does it make? Say, says the Ramban. Malim heim Rishon Machmas Edus Zu or Rishon Machmas Isser Acher. Being that they're saying that we're being Chayzer.
That's a Chayzer.
Okay, but they're saying that they're done. They're finished. They did Tshuva. Al-Chayt Shechatanu Lefanecha. No problem keeping Chigit over here.
Hey, Machmas Chavit is not telling the Tshuva.
Is what? Why not?
Because now they're not
no longer being stopped.
Machmas Chavit already
happened. They're no longer doing that. They did it already. They're not doing it. Why not? What's? I'm not what?
I'm just saying, I was. Yeah, the
Tshuva now is the time of Eidus. So,
we're doing Tshuva
now. Rabbi Yisai, let's get it clear. I want to do this. I want to say this again. Let's get it clear. The pshat of the Ramban is we're talking about Kroivim. And we're not talking about any no one doing anything wrong. Rashi says, Mesachik Bekuvia, the Ramban's one pshat is he's not really a Rasha. So therefore it's okay. The Shit Mekubetza says he's Rasha Ktas, it's not okay. And Rashi Taka falls off it later on in the Gemara. What did Rashi say before? That's Darka Shol Rashi, that before you introduced me the concept of Enon HaMesim Atzma Rasha, Rashi will say, but Enon HaNami, after the dust settles, Rashi will, you can't say Mesachik Bekuvia anymore. And the Rimigash says, no, we could talk about that because when they're coming in and saying Eidus, they're not saying we are Psulim. They're saying Psulim Eidus Hayinu, we were Psulim, but we're no longer Psulim because we're no longer Psulim. He's not Mesim Atzma Rasha. Frecht the Ramban, if you're saying that a person can wipe away anything he did in the past. So over here also, even my Anusaminu Machmas Mamoin, why can't they say that's what we did a year ago, 2 years ago? We already regret that. We're doing Tshuva. So the Shit Mekubetzes brings the Rimigash. And he says, because people are being Doicha, the Rimigash, B'shte Yodayim, Echtov L'chol L'shoinai, V'timtza Boi Toiv Tuv Tam Vadas, says the Shita. Listen, everyone's rejecting the Rimigash. I want to bring you his exact Lashon, and you can find in it Tuv Tam Vadas. So what do we see over here? Says the Rimigash, an interesting knetch. Says the Rimigash, that if they're saying that they were Psulei Eidus a while ago, but their Eidus that they're being made is not Eidus Sheker, so then we can accept it. But if they're telling us that the Eidus that they were made originally itself was Eidus Sheker, then we can't accept their Eidus. What's the difference? That's what the Ramban asks. The Ramban says, "Mali machmas eidus zu or rishon machmas iser acher." What difference does it make? So the chayra, perhaps you could say, the word is as follows: this shtar that's befaneinu, that they're saying this shtar, it's a hot shtar. What do I mean? It's a hot shtar. We're about to be goyver with this shtar. So their Avera is right now in motion. Their Avera is in motion right now. They can't say we're ready to tshuva on the Avera if the Avera is still in progress. They're in progress doing an Avera right now. Now, has any money yet been collected with the shtar? How do you know that? That's why we're in Bezdin, right? To collect the money. The Chayra, no money's been collected. So nothing has actually happened, but if we accept this Eidus, if we accept this Shtar, then their Avera is happening. So their Avera is Ki'ilu in motion right now. Could be that at Kamas they're saying their Avera is in motion, therefore they can't say we did Tshuva on this Avera yet. If they said there's Averas that happened a long time ago, we already corrected it, we already dealt with it, it's done, it's over, it's finished, it's gone, then they could say we did Tshuva and we're no longer Psulei Eidus. But if they're in the process of doing an Avera, so then they're still going to be Psulei Eidus.
Even if they did Tshuva, the Tshuva is not finished until the Avera is over?
They're taking it back.
They want to take it back. But but because the Avera is happening right now, they can't say they did Tshuva on this Avera.
The Avera was the signing. And that signing happened a long time ago.
The Shaila is, so now they have an Avera. The Shaila is, a person puts a gzela in motion, Donnie.
It's like
he put a gzela in motion. The gzela hasn't finished yet. So is that called that it's nigmar the avera or not nigmar the avera? It could be that according to the Ramban says, look, who cares if it's the shtar? They're doing tshuva now, so they're doing tshuva. Vashenken, according to the Rimigash, at kama as this shtar is still oimed for kiyum, so the hemshich of the avera is being nimshach because we're still using the shtar.
It sounds like the Rimigash is saying it's like a mom's can't do tshuva because he's alive and walking around. It's right here, it's in the
shop. It could be something like that. Moms are if you look in Rashi, down there, we see something interesting in Rashi. So according to the Rimigash, what is the case of Psuliatus Hayinu? He shtels on the Lashon Hayinu. It's because we were Psuliatus, but we're not Psuliatus. According to the Ramban says, no, it's all about Kroiv, nothing to do. It says the Ramban, the Lashon of Hayinu, Hadiktanu Hayinu, Lav Davka. What is that? You know, just means we were when we signed. We were when we signed, and we still are today. We're just talking about that. It's what's relevant is what happened then. If you look in Rashi, Rashi is interesting. The bottom Rashi, the Rashi that the Shita sent us to, the bottom of the Yomid, Rashi says Psuli Edis Taka Amri and in time of Delav Bedusim Afshin of Shai Rishon El Darmi Kroivim Hayinu Oi. Avodim hayinu va'achshav anu mishuchrorim. So Rashi says, "Vos meint psul edus hayinu, either kroivim or we were avodim and now we're freed." So it sounds like Rashi is shtelling on the lashon of hayinu, because Rashi says we were avodim and now we're freed. But it's interesting. One second. But Rashi only says that on avodim. Rashi doesn't say that on kroivim. So we found one in the middle. The Rimigash says it's talking about hayinu. The Ramban says hayinu lavdavka. And Rashi says we're talking about hayinu by avodim. Avodim hayinu v'achshav
v'mishuchrorim. How do you have kroivim hayinu?
Says the Tosis Rid, you can have kroivim hayinu and nisrachaku if they're kroivim through marriage. Let's say it's a kirva through his wife. He's no longer married to his wife. They're no longer kroivim. So you can have kroivim hayinu v'achshav nisrachku. Smefaran such a thing.
That.
And that's what the Tosis Rid says. What? If you really don't like your family, then it's your family. But Kipshutai, it could be Rashi's mashma. Vishukhrari means that only by the shukhrari. What would be the pshan Rashi? Kenzai the pshan is as follows. What do you say, Tuli?
Otherwise, how are we accepting
his name is bad? Ah, we could say as follows. A person saying, listen, I want to tell you that when I signed the shtar, I was an Eved. And I want to tell you now, I'm still an Eved. If he's still an Eved, is he a person who is roy to be an aid?
No.
So we say, listen, if you're an Eved, we can't listen to you. So we can't listen to you. We can't listen to you, weren't Eved, because then you're still, if you're still an Eved, then you weren't Eved, so then there's nothing, then you're not saying anything. At Kamas, you're an Eved, so then you can't say Eidus, you can't say Eidus, you can't listen. So he has to come and say, listen, now I'm not an Eved, so now you can listen to me. Now that you can listen to you, I'm telling you that what I said then, you couldn't have listened to. But when it comes to Kroivim, Yesh Lachkor, when it comes to Kroivim, is the Pshat, the Gavras Becheftza can't be an Eid? Or it's just that Klape, this person, I can't be made Eidus. There's nothing wrong. The Etzem Gavra has Koyach of Eidus. He can be made by Benegay to anyone else. It's just Benegay to his Korv, it can't be made. So because he's Be'etzem an Eid, he's just Klape is Korv, there's a problem. So I'm saying I signed on a shtar which was Kurva. So there I'm saying that original Eidus wasn't good. The fact that I'm saying that I'm a Korv, so that doesn't in any way make that I'm not an Eid. It doesn't make me Bechevtsa not an Eid. Therefore, Rashi says that if he said Kroivim Hayinu, then L'Choira, he still could be Bechefetz and Eid. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's look to Rashi weiter. Says Rashi, Hare ilu ne'amonim, kivon de'en ksav yodam nikar, ella al pihem, hapesha asar, hu hapesha hitir, ki heichi b'nehemes luhu aha, hemninu aha. Rashi gives us a small insight into what Pesha Asar Pesha Hitter is. And this is going to be a major part of this sugya. How does Pesha Asar Pesha Hitter work? Says Rashi, what is Pesha Asar Pesha Hitter? Ki heichi de mehemnes lu aha, hemninu aha. Just like you're going to believe him on this, believe him on this. Pesha Asar Pesha Hitter, it sounds to me like Rashi is saying, take it or leave it. It sounds to me like it's all or nothing. It's take it or leave it. You're gonna believe me on this. You gotta believe me on this. It's like it's almost like It's all or leave it. We'll leave it at that for the moment. It's all or leave it. Tosfos gave us a different adjective for Pesha Asar Pesha Hitter. What was Tosfos's lashon? Tosfos says, "Vim taimer lama ne'amanim hamigu b'makom edim hu." Danan Sahadi Shlo Yuanusim. Tosfos says, why is he Naman over here? Because of what is Migu? So Tosfos says, yeah, but it's Migu Makom Edim. Rashi says, why is he Naman over here? Because Ki Heichid Mehemnes Aha Mehemnes Aha. Sounds like Rashi has a whole different description of Pesha Asar. According to Tosfos, it sounds like Pesha Asar is another way of saying Migu. Listen, I didn't have to Asar, so if you're believing me, once I came in and said Asar, you have to believe me on the Heter. It's like Migu. Migu. They could have said nothing. They could have just, they don't have to say anything. They're opening their mouth. They have Pesha Asar, Pesha Heter. It's a fancy word for Migu.
Is it
Migu Icy? No, Migu's Lahachsik. They don't want, he doesn't want anyone to pay. Melis is Tosfos Migu Makom Edim. That's Tosfos Kasha. But Rashi says it's not Migu. Rashi uses a different description for what Pesh Asar is. Ki heichi de mehemnes aha, mehemnes aha. It's take it or leave it. It's all or nothing. So you want to call it Migu Makom Edim. You want to say it's a Pesh Asar Makom Edim. No problem. You don't want to believe me. Don't believe me. But if you don't believe me, then what? So there's no Kiyum. It's take it or leave it. According to Tosfos, listen, he's being Mekayim. This is Mekuyim. Narvas, now he's coming to say that that it's Anusim. We got a problem with that. It's Amigu Makom Edim. What? So we'll see. We'll have to see. Nafgamina between Rashi and Tosfos might perhaps be as follows. State in the Mishnah, Eidim Shamuk Savidenu Zeaval Anusim Ayinu, Ktanam Ayinu Psula Eidis Ayinu, Are Eilu Ne'amonim. What does it mean they're Ne'amonim?
Say they're
Psulim. Say they're Psulim. So what do we do with the Shtar? What?
There's no Kim.
So Meir says there's no kiyum, you do nothing. Someone else said we rip it up, we burn it, we throw it in the garbage. So Lemaisa, what happens if after these Edom came in and said Ksavidenu Zavonusim, whatever it is, then two other Edom came and independently were Mekayim the Shtar. So do if there's just no kiyum because of the first Edim, second Edim came in and made a kiyum, the shtar is going to be good. But if you're going to tell me that somehow now the shtar is Eilu Ne'amanim means that we rip up the shtar, we throw it in the garbage, it's too late. That might depend on how we understand what Pesha Asar exactly, how does that work? That we'll see.
What's a Rosh, we'll rip it up.
That we'll see, that we'll see. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, I mean, Imhayu Ksav Yodam Yoitzi Makam Acher Einu Ne'amanim, says Rashi, Chesumim B'Shtar Acher Shehuchzok B'Bezdin, V'Kosav Bo Henpik, V'Oise Shtar Lefeneinu Im Zeh, V'Kosav Chois, V'Ksav Choisman Doimim Shel Zeh V'Shel Zeh, Ein Kan Pesh Oser, V'Ein Ne'amanim Loimer Psulim Ayinu, they no longer believe to say that they were for whatever in a psalm. Amr Ami Bar Chava. Lo yishana lo shamu anu seminu machmas mamayin. Avo anu seminu machmas nefashos harei elu ne'emonim. So the Gemara is now trying to figure out what does Rami Bar Choma mean? But Rami Bar Choma seems to say that this that we said, that they're not Neman when Ksav Yonam Moitzi Yomachom Acher, is only if there are Nusa Yonam Achas Maman. But a Muslim Nachas Nefashas, then they're going to be believed. What would be the reason for that? Says Rashi, why is a person not Neman? The Adam Karv Eitel Atzmoy Ve'Eino Neman Al Atzmoy Loi L'Schus Ve'Loi L'Choyve B'Dinei Nefashois U'Bepsule Eidos Le'Yosois Rasha U'Pasol Al Piv Ve'Eilu Poislin Atzmon Ba'Omrim Chasamnu Sheker B'Shvil Oines Mamon Ve'Reish Atayim Mishum Pesh Aser Pesh Hitir. So Rabbi Yisai, L'Chayra, there's a, in the Havamina of the Gemara, there's two massive chidushim. In the Havamina of the Gemara. One chidush of the Gemara is, we already know there's something called Einon HaMesim Atzmai Rasha. Still, if it's Ein Ksav Yodam Yoytzei Mimakom Acher, still we're going to say, they're Neman, because Pesha Aser Pesha Hitter. Which means that at this stage, the Gemara is suggesting Pesha Aser Pesha Hitter overrides Einon HaMesim Atzmai Rasha. Because of Pesha Aser Pesha Hitter, it's overriding Einon HaMesim Atzmai Rasha. That's the Gemara's Havamina at this moment. And another Nakud in the Gemara's Havamina is that the reason for Ksav Yodam Yoytzi Makom Acher is puzzled because Einon HaMesim Atzmai Rasha. But Rabbi said, what about in a case when they come in and they say Ktanim Ayinu? Are they making themselves into a Rasha? No. So if it's Ein Ksav Yodam, if it's Ksav Yodam Yoytzi Mimakom Acher and Ktanim Ayinu, are they going to be Neman? Ksav Yodam Yoytzi Mimakom Acher. And they come in and say, Ktanim Ayinu. What? There's no Pesha Asa. So therefore, they're not Neman. So why if they say, Anusam Ayinu Machmas Nefashois, are they going to be Neman?
So we need a Pesha Asa.
Why don't you need a Pesha Asa?
Why would you need a Pesha Asa?
Why do you need a Pesha Asa for Ktanim?
You need
so what's the difference?
You're not saying
Tashmah. The fascists, you're not saying. Let's get it again, Rabbi Sait. Listen, Tani, listen. Here it goes. Ready? In this stage of the Gemara assuming that when he says Anusim Yirim Achmas Nefashois, he's Neman even if Ein Ksav Yodam Yoytzei Mokom Acher. And the only reason you're not Neman when he says Nusim Achmas Maman is because Ein Olam Esim Atzmai Rasha. So what happens if they come in and they say Ktanim Ayinu and it's Ksav Yodam Yoytzei Mokom Acher? So he has no Pesha Aser, but he's not Esim Atzmai Rasha. What? He's not coming Lifsol Atzmai.
He's a carb. I think
he does
himself.
It's not a problem. It's only a problem if he's coming in on Mesa Matzmai Rasha. That's the only problem. Because he's coming Lifsol Atzmai. He's not coming to Pasl himself. So why should it be? Why there shouldn't be Nema? Taisus asked the kasha. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Rava, Kol Kamine, Kivan Shehigid, Shuvena Chayzer Umagid. Once he said Eidos, he can't come back and say Eidos again. So once he said his first Eidos, Now he's coming and he's saying that we were anusa machmas mama, and you can't do that. What is that statement of Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish says, "Einam achasum al ashtar, nasa kimisha nech korei dusam bebezdin." Sounds like from our Gemara, the Gemara is coming to say that there's a din of kivin shehigit shuvene choizer magid also on shtar. But if you look in the Gemara, in Gittin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara over there says, do we need to have Kiyam Shtaris? What's Kiyam Shtaris? To know whether or not the Shtar was actually a valid Shtar or not. Says the Gemara, Einam achasumam al ashtar, nase kemisha nechkore dusam bebezdin. Einam that sign on a Shtar, it's like to nechkore. So now, says the Gemara, over there, therefore you don't need Kiyam Shtaris. What does needing Kiyam Shtaris or not need Kiyam Shtaris have to do with whether or not there's a din of Kivan Shehigit, Shuvin Echoizu Magid on a Shtar? These are two different questions. One question is this Shtar a authentic Shtar? And the other question is, after you have a Shtar, can you testify again after the shtar? Those are two different questions. One question the Gemara and Gittin talks about is this shtar, do we assume, you have a piece of paper in front of us with two signatures, do we assume that the shtar is authentic? That's one question. Now that we know we have authentic shtar, can they retestify? That's a whole different question. And the Gemara uses the same quote from the same Reish Lakish to tell us both of these things. How do I know that once I see the signatures on a piece of paper, it's authentic? Because Reish Lakish said, "Einam chasum al shtar nasa kemisha nechkara." How do I know that once we establish it's authentic, that he cannot retestify? "Einam chasum al shtar nasa kemisha nechkara." How does this one statement of Reish Lakish answer both those questions? So we have to figure out these nekudas. There's another question over here, which seems to be also Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, which we're going to hopefully try to work out, which is, if you're saying there's a concept called Kivan Shehigit Shuvein Achoizu Magid, so even if it's Ein Ksav Yodam Yoytzi Mimokom Acher, why don't you have Kivan Shehigit Shuvein Achoizu Magid? When it's a case of Ksav Yodam Yoytzi Mimokom Acher, we say, okay, we can't listen to you anymore. Because you already made once. Even Ein Ksav Yodam Yoytzi Mimokom Acher, this seems to be Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says it seems like the Haggadah was not Nigmar until there's a Kiyum. That seems to be Rashi's Pshat. Tosfos seems to say differently. It seems to be Machlokas Rishonim, and we will discuss that.